first time that we read Eitzara Yaakov is in Yirmiyahu Anavi. The great prophet Jeremiah said, it is a time of distress for Jacob. Jacob was not living during that time. Why Yaakov? Why not Yitzhak? Why not Abraham? Very interesting answer. Because it was actually Yaakov Avinu that was met in the middle of the night by the Saros Shel Esav. Esav met him. They fought the entire night. They struggled with each other. And in fact, Yaakov Avinu sustained a very serious injury. An injury that would have its impact for his entire lifetime. However, when Amud HaShachar came up, when the morning star rose, when it dawned, finally Yaakov Avinu was able to prevail over Esav. And in that one moment, we had our nitzachon. We had our victory. What does it mean? It means it wasn't a fight between two men, two ladies that get up and they fight. It was a fight between the forces of holiness, the forces of goodness, and the forces of evil, the forces of wickedness. That is the fight. And that is the fight right now. In order to help that B'nai Yisrael should be menatzeach, that the army should be able to march in and wherever they're at, they get their victory. Only to annihilate evil. Evil is what we're after. Nothing else. Then we will have helped in the effort. I would like to suggest just three things, three programs that we can all be a part of, all of us. One, first, that we have to feel what's going on in Israel. You don't, the dean, who can say better than the dean? Don't have to watch anything. Don't have to look at a headline. I will not read anything. You have to feel the pain of every single individual in Israel. Those hostages, wherever they're at, Hashem Yishmar Aleihem, they should be guarded. And all the families that were affected, all of the families in Eretz Yisrael, all the families around the world. The great Ger Rebbe was one of the greatest tzaddikim lived in Israel. When he became older, he got sickly, unfortunately. And the doctor said he's got to take a walk. He needs circulation. He's got to get outside each and every day. So his gabbai, his faithful attendant, would walk with him in the streets of Yerushalayim, just like you walk. One day was like a particularly beautiful morning. The sun was shining. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe began to hold himself. Karli, Karli, it's cold. I'm cold. He began to shiver. So immediately the Gabbai said, Rebbe, you're sick. We're going back now. I'm going to call Hatzala. We're going to call the ambulance. We'll get you. He says, No, you don't understand. Right now, the soldiers in the Hermon are very cold. And I feel their cold in my bones. I think what the Ger Rebbe says is what we all got to just take to our own heart, to feel the cold, to feel the pain, to be there together, to pray for the soldiers, to pray for the whole state of Israel, to pray that the leaders will listen to the Torah giants for their direction in all areas and all matters in life. Very simple, three-pronged plan, three-tiered program. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, all great. If you remember, Abraham went to fight for Sodom. Vayagesh. Rashi, everybody knows. Rashi says three things. Three things. The tefillah, the doran, the milchama. For prayer, take presents, and also milchama. For war, if that's needed. The three things are extremely interesting. Because Avraham Avinu was fighting the powers of evil in the world. He went with matana. He went with presence. His nature was chesed. He was on the third day after he had had the bris, the most difficult day. And on that day, what did he do? He sat Pesach Ha'or Kechom Hayom. He sat in the hot, blistering sun, and Hashem took the sun out, so it was twice as hot. He couldn't go for kavur because he was waiting for Arthim. He was waiting for guests to come in. How could he wait for guests to come in? He said, go inside, turn the air conditioning on, lie down. Why are you sitting outside in the sun? Why? That was his nature, chesed. We are gom lechasadim. We do chesed for each other. Then who does he welcome in? Three Arabs. Three Arabs come in. He gives the best food, the best drink, offers them lodging, does everything in the entire world for them. That was Avraham Avinu. That's what he went to fight with. He went to fight with chesed. The more chesed you do, the more tzedakah you do during this time, it adds upstairs another defender, another malach that will help defend Eretz Yisrael. Another malach that goes to the base in Shomaila and says, free the hostages, bring them home, everyone, bring every soldier back home, bring them back. Second thing, tefillah, prayer. You think, what's my tefillah? My Yoel tefillati. What's my prayer? I'm a little guy, who was nobody. What's my tefillah going to do? Not so. You girls are great. You are greater than you know. You have more spirituality to you than you could ever imagine in a million years. I see you in the morning, I come early, and I see there's two girls, I don't know who they are, but I know I can't go down the hall because they're dumping and I don't want to disturb them. I don't know if you find that in most places, most higher education in the city, the halls of academia. I don't know if you find that. Maybe you find other things. You are great, you have great spiritual power. Every word that you can say, every letter that you can pronounce from the Tehillim, one extra Tehillim a day, it is an unbelievable thing. They stopped an Israeli soldier. There's so much chesed going on. It is amazing, amazing. The food, the drinks, the clothes, the heating, whatever those heating things are for the hands. They're sending all the supplies. So they show the Israeli soldier standing there, Chayal. And the guy comes over to him. He says, would you like a sandwich or a drink? And he says, no. Is it not a sandwich, not a drink? No, he says, I want a pair of tzitzit. I want a halal kanko. He says, what? Tzitzit. The guy went, took off his tzitzit, and handed over to the chayal. What do they call it in English? Prayer shawl. That's what you need to go into battle. All the other things in the world, it doesn't matter. Then finally, milchama. What's milchama? Milchemta shel Torah. The war of Torah. What happened? Yeshua's marching into Yericho. Yeshua is marching into Yericho. You know the story better than I do. You learned it probably closer to this point than I did. And what happened? The angel was outside, the angel of destruction, sword drawn. Yeshua knew if there was a sword drawn, there had to be a reason for it. So he says, what's the reason? So he told him two things for a reason. He told him two things. One thing was, there's no learning Torah. You're not learning right now. Yeshua said, I'm in battle. But which one is it why this is happening, the war? The angel said, the Torah isn't being learned. The war with Torah. All the girls and this young women who are learning in this institution, all the hours that you put away when so many people could just go through secular studies and just breeze it through and have to worry about it. Guarantee you, you are helping every command unit that there is. You are helping defeat all the forces of evil in Gaza and all over the world. There isn't a Gedol Misu. There is nobody that is greater than you. I mean it with every fiber of my being. The Torah is what will accomplish the greatest war victory in the world. The greatest victory. I only want to say war. All of the Gedolim said for the Bein Hazmanim, you know, the guys are not back in yeshiva yet, everybody knows, Rosh Chodesh, that's a law, you don't go back before. All of the Gedolim got together and they said, no more Bein Hazmanim, no break, it's over. All the guys came back, not one whispered. The power that we have in Torah, the power of Chesed, the power of Tzedakah, all the power that we have, I'm giving over to others. Should shield us, the power of prayer. It should shield us. It should shield all of the people in the entire world. And it should knock on the heavenly doors. Just to finish, I'll just give you one more minute. The great Rebbe of Charkov, he was known as the great. great son, if you have a chance to look him up. The great Rebbe of Chorka, one time a guy comes in and he says to the rabbi, I've got to see the rabbi, it's an urgent thing. I can't wait a minute. You've got to wait, you know, he's not seeing people now. No, he said, urgent. He gets in. He says, Rebbe, my son has been called to go to be drafted to the Austrian army. He's going to be taken in. And everybody knows when there's a Jewish guy that's going to be taken in, they're going to send a Jewish boy to the front line. That'll be it for him. We'll never hear from him again. Rebbe, I need you to pray that he fails his physical, that he doesn't pass. The Rebbe closed his eyes. He opens back up his eyes. He says, could you repeat that once again, please? The guy repeats it. Same thing over again. Closes his eyes. The Rebbe says, could you repeat it another time? This happened 5 times. He said, please repeat it another time. Finally, after he repeats it the 5th time, the Rebbe gets out of his chair and says, get out of here, you imposter, you ingrate. You have no loyalty to our mother country. They provide us with everything. They give us protection. They give us economic opportunities. They do everything in the world for us. And this is what you do in response? He threw them out. Nobody could understand. How can the children of Rebbe say that to such a person that comes on behalf of his son? Who wouldn't come on behalf of their son or daughter? 1 month later, they came from the royal palace with a gold medal for the Rebbe of Chorka. They had sent somebody because they thought that the Rebbe of Chorka and all the Jewish people were disloyal and were working to hide people that got constricted into the army so they should be able to avoid the draft. Now that the Rebbe passed the test, they gave him a gold medal to wear, and there was a special proclamation that is available today to read from the archives to the Chorka. How did he know? They said, Ruach HaKodesh, prophecy, oh, prophecy is big these days. He says, there's no prophecy. I kept asking him to repeat the request. He repeated it with the same staleness, with the same automation, with the same mechanical response. No emotion, not more than the first, not more than the second, not more than the third. I realized he's not asking for anybody in particular. When we pray, each time, a little bit more, a little more heart, a little more tears, a little bit more of our insight, a little bit more begging that we are asking Hashem. That for sure will shake the heavens. The Shari Tefillah will open, and all of our prayers will come through. We should hear the Surah Tovot, good news. Everybody should come home, and it's time for us to go home too.
I want to thank Rabbi Goldwasser for, as always, Divrei Chizuk, knowing just what we need at this time. We're going to say one more kapitel of Tehillim, and as we say, just keep in mind what Rabbi Goldwasser said. Think of the chayalim. Think of the families that are there. Think of the people you know, families, friends, and also the hostages, and let's daven for everyone. Okay, so if you don't mind rising, we'll say it's Perek Chav. Lam Natzeach Mismor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai Yom Tzara Yisachet Gevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Mitzian Yisadecha. Yizkar mekal menchascha va'olascha yidashna sela. Yiteinu lecha tovavecha v'chal atzascha yimale. Neranana v'yeshua secho v'shem Eloheinu nidgal yimale Adonai komesh alosecha. Ataya dati ki hoshia Adonai meshicho ya'nehu v'shmei kacho kegurosh yesha yimino. Eilev Rechiv, Eilev Esusim, Anachnu Mishem Adonai Elohim Naskir. Himakaro v'nafalo v'anachnu kamnu v'nisaldat. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yanenu v'yom karena. Every tefillah, as Rabbi Goldwasser said, every tefillah, every act of chesed, every act of tzedakah affects, certainly we know it affects in Shamayim, but it affects everyone here. It matters. We're a community. Join together, and let's hope, Yirta Hashem, to hear better news than we've been hearing. And you know, we will continue to be a community, daven together, give together, and support one another.